There you are.
There you
go. And it is. It's foggy outside.
Still? Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's getting lighter.
Yeah, well.
So we were talking earlier this morning about, I think we were talking off the air about Jay Moore had been on our sports talk station.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for Roman.
Yeah, and he was talking about Funniest Bits on Saturday Night Live, and we were talking about Chris Farley. And remember when he interviewed Paul McCartney?
Remember when he...
I mean, everyone knows who you are, and you're Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
No, it's great to be here. you remember when? Remember when you were with the Beatles? That was awesome.
Yeah.
Remember when you were with the Beatles?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
It is. All right. So anyhow. Upstate New York man is in county jail, charged with stealing a Greyhound bus so he could attend a friend's Christmas party 70 miles away.
Well, you
I guess there wasn't a bus leaving when he was ready to leave, right?
That's right.
So you just go into the depot and you grab your bus
and call
it good.
Yeah, you can parallel park somewhere. Yeah.
39-year-old Andrew Hickey boarded the empty bus, which was running. And just
running.
Pulled out of the station. It was running. I guess they're getting the heater going in there. And, you know, because upstate New York's probably a little chilly about this time of year.
Sure it is.
Anyhow, never got to his friend's house. Shockingly, they have these GPS units in the buses to track them, you know. And they were able to disable it and notify police. I wonder if the door opener doesn't work if somebody's stolen the bus and they disable it on the side of the road. And did he get it off the side of the road? Is it on the shoulder? And was he trapped in the bus so that when the officers got there, he was just waiting on him? Once again, Andrew Hickey, a nice job. So, slow news day yesterday. That's why we got the story today that the actress who is suing InternetMovieDatabase.com because it listed her real birth date. She's saying because it listed her real birth date, she's not getting jobs anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, the judge kind of did her one better. He said, "Hun, if you're going to sue them, you're going to have to tell everybody what your name is." So she's not happy about that. U.S. District Judge in San Antonio named Marsha Peachman said that she believes the stigma wasn't as severe as the unnamed actress believes, so she'll have to reveal her name in the suit to proceed. The actress lives in Texas. You think Sandra Bullock?
Maybe.
I guess there could be other actresses besides Sandra Bullock who live in Texas, but there you go. Well, we kind of alluded to this earlier this morning. We hope you saw the funeral services for Kim Jong.
I was glued to the set.
Jr. Two.
Kim Jong the second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As he went through the streets of Pyongyang yesterday.
Yeah, he's not Ronery anymore.
And as mentioned, ahead of him was this, I don't know, giant poster that had to be, what, eight by five or so, eight feet tall, five feet wide, something like
that. Heck of a drag on that driver.
It was, and fortunately he didn't have to go fast. And fortunately it wasn't a blizzard, it had been snowing there. But it's kind of interesting because apparently, as we made mention too, the hearse that carried him was actually a 35-year-old Lincoln Continental that had been made in Detroit, considering what they think of us. And also note that it appeared that North Korean state television did not have enough cameras to cover the entire funeral procession. After about 20 minutes, the channel cut to interviews and mourners and then came back with more of the procession. Though one observer said, I guess before he disappeared, that the light in the sky got brighter on the TV as evening approached outside, suggesting that some of those shots might not have been live.
Uh-oh, yeah, we won't hear from him again.
Yeah, if he's a North Korean, yeah, we've heard the last of him. And then again, apparently this morning, Kim Jong-un, is that his
Kim
name?
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
Little baby face guy.
He's a little fat kid who's a gamer, and I forget who he wants. He wants some
Eric Clapton.
That's it. Is it Eric Clapton to come over there? I couldn't remember if it was Eric Clapton or somebody else. Anyway, he apparently was introduced as the supreme leader of North Korea.
Ah, one of the supremes.
At least for now. And mm-hmm. that means that he's not only takes care of that, he's in charge of the military as well. And so he is at least for now the supreme leader in North Korea.
Well.
Be fine.
Well, that's okay. They can wail over that.
Yeah, a new social media survey from Nielsen McKinsey about Facebook says most of us still friend people we know in real life. Some 82% of the people just go that deep, although another 60% connect with mutual friends. The average Facebook user, by the way, has how many friends you think? Average Facebook user.
I'd say yes.
Within 25. Get it within 25.
I'm going to say 80.
Okay.
Chase? I'll say 400.
229.
Oh, golly. Well,
But you're old.
I bring that down.
But you're old.
That's right. Most of my friends are dead.
I mean, you think of me and you're going, nah, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
Oh. Can't friend him because he didn't even do that. Uh-huh. There are a small percentage who friend everyone who asks. 7%, as a matter of fact. And who only friend people because of how they are physically attractive as far as they're concerned. Yeah, so again.
That's what I look for.
That's it. If you know them in real life, you friend them. 82% say that. 60% say they do it through mutual friends. 11% because of business networking. Those are the real ones. Now let's go to shallow. Physical attractiveness, 8%. Quality of photo, 7%. Their number of friends, 4%. So somebody friends you can tell how many friends they have. Is that the way that works?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, that's part of your public profile.
Oh, yeah. Let me do that because they're popular. They've got a lot of friends. Hello.
Yesterday, the show host and the station manager questioned the veracity of my story concerning the number of commercials at the movie theater.
That's correct.
No, we didn't question the number of commercials. We questioned when the commercials happened.
Okay, well, I went yesterday and conducted a social experiment.
What does that mean?
You went to the movies again?
I took my stopwatch. I counted.
Wait, don't you have a show to do?
No, heck no. It's holidays. I don't have any show.
All right.
So the movie started at 4:00. That's when all of the, you know, pre little show with that little bleach, you know, haired guy and whatever they call it. So 4:00 is the movie time. Okay.
4:00. Uh-huh.
4:00. So they say, here we go. So I counted 20 commercials, 20, including PSAs and including the final one for how great the digital, you know, movie is.
Yeah.
Okay, so that took 10 and a half minutes.
Okay.
All right, at 4:10 and a half, the movie trailers started.
Okay.
There were 5 of those.
Okay.
That took 10 minutes. Okay. All right. Oh, and then I'm including the turn off the cell phone. So they don't have one of those. They did one at the end of the commercial break. They did another at the end of the trailer break, mm-hmm. and then they did a commercial for their D-Box with the seats that shake.
Okay.
All right, so at 4:22 and a half, the movie started.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
4:22 and a half.
Got it.
So,
I think what they had said yesterday is that you were contending that there were actually commercials before the published start time.
No, after the.
Oh, did
no,
you say
I
after?
No, I contended it was after the published start time, and I was absolutely correct.
Did you happen to, yesterday, how many people were in the theater with you?
Actually, it was fairly full because we went to see the Sherlock Holmes movie.
Okay, so after the first one, did you go, that's one!
Now, and that's I was counting out loud to my wife, though. I'm sure the people behind me were annoyed.
Yeah. They had to like that. Okay, so now what did you see the other day that had so many commercials?
War Horse.
What did you think of that?
I liked it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Spielberg. It was good.
Know, it's Spielberg. Okay, yeah. and then you saw this thing. Now, I liked the first one.
This one is much darker than the first two. Is this the third one?
I don't know. This is the second one.
Okay, well, it's certainly darker and more violent than the first. You know, the first one was kind of cartoon violent some.
Right.
Not this one.
This is like Hangover, then, in other words. They took the same
path. I couldn't tell you about that.
Violent and darker. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and did you see trailers for anything that looked interesting?
Men in Black 3 coming this
summer. Oh, don't tell me that'll be good.
You know, the first two I've enjoyed.
Did they wheel Rip Torn back out?
I don't think Rip. You know, I didn't see Rip in this one.
All right.
Tommy Lee's got lots of makeup, though.
Yeah. Well.
And hair color, I'm sure.
Yeah. And I think he snuck Al Gore in this one, his roommate.
Yeah. So. Well, Al's got nothing else to do. I don't think they do him in a two-shot. I don't know if that'd work. Yeah, okay. All right, thanks.
Huh, yeah.